Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Also a pretty good hooper himself back in the day. PJ, you're an Ohio State former point guard. I thought the Buckeyes would have gone further in the tournament.
So you and I both.
I wasn't alone, huh?
Man, you wasn't. They just, gosh, really made me mad. I think a lot of people's bracket was busted after that.
How'd you like watching Jalen Suggs?
Oh, man. Just such a pleasure as a former professional athlete, you know, being here from Minnesota, to see the young kids from Minnesota represent on such a high level. It's so fulfilling. Just truly proud of him.
Yeah. How good are your sisters? Two of them played at South this year.
Oh, phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, they're carrying the legacy forward.
No, they're not Taylor's class yet, are they?
No, you know, Taylor was elite, man. She was a very special talent in a time where women's basketball wasn't as strong as it is now, and the playing field and social media has made the game more well-rounded. But Taylor was kind of a trailblazer.
Yeah, let's go back to, you know, you've lived this this last year in so many different ways. When you get the word on Sunday that this has occurred, this incident on the highway, and a young man is dead, Dante Wright, what goes through your mind? When did you get the word? And you know, for me, the first thing is, I don't know any details. I've just heard this. What was it like for you to get that information, and how did it progress?
Well, I got the word actually very relatively quick. You know, I'm the vice president of the Minneapolis NAACP.
Yep.
So our organization, you know, of that stature is always, you know, one of the first organizations to be at the scene and try to support. And that's what we did. But, you know, an array of feelings went through my head. Number one, anger, disbelief of, you know, no matter what happens in America, it just seems like the trust has been severed, and the community has been truly violated. And we just see time and time again that black men lives are not valued by society. And it just reopens a lot of old wounds for us and re-traumatizes, especially, look, we're going through George Floyd's trial right now, you know, Derek Chauvin's trial, excuse me. So, you know, to have this happen during the trial is just like, wow.
Explain the part that about black men, because that deals with, for people not familiar, that deals with being pulled over a lot,
yeah.
And which leads to, you know, obviously the ultimate worst situation is what happened on Sunday. But explain what you mean when you say black men.
I mean that, just black men. It's a long history.
More so than black women, you're saying, right? I mean, if you're driving down the road.
Yeah. I mean, black people. So maybe I should say that better.
But it is black men. This is what I heard, PJ, and you can correct me where I'm wrong. But in talking to you and others over the summer, it is, and if you want to get real specific, the stories that I heard was if you're a black man, particularly if you're driving a car that has any rust and you've got a hat on, look out. Is that the way it feels when you're young?
Of course. I mean, you don't even have to be driving a car with rust. I remember being back from overseas driving a rental car and being pulled over. So, you know, the reason why I share my story is because, people look at me and say, PJ, you're an educated black man. You have a prominent job being a financial advisor, and it happens to you. And so I think people think like, oh, it's only gangbangers or it's only the people. No, it happens to all black men, whether educated or not, whether I have a good job or not. So that's why I share my story. I was pulled over and pulled out of my car, got on the ground, and I was in a nice rental car coming back from overseas as a professional athlete. So I don't
know. What was the reason you were pulled over for?
Yeah, and I was pulled over for just suspicion. Like they had said, look, it's suspicion that people, a guy has stole a white. I just had a white Impala, and they had pulled me over.
They played the video, and they did it quickly. And I want to get your opinion on this. My opinion was I was glad to see it because I don't know what good it would have done to hold it for another 3 weeks. It's out there. We know it. We know what happened. Do you? I don't want to say you take comfort in that, but are you glad they showed it right away?
Of course. I think right now we need as much transparency from all of our law enforcement as we can get. And I think that was the right move. You know, Chief Arredondo was a trailblazer with that by releasing a lot of the video footage early when Somali kid, his life was taken in South Minneapolis. And I think that set precedence that, like, let's get it out there. Let's be transparent with the community, with the public, so that way they can see.
Is there anything inside of you or speaking for whoever you want to speak for that says, it sure looks to me like she made an awful, awful mistake, but not ill-intended, just a bad decision? How does that part register with you?
That doesn't register with me too well. Because after, you know, 20-plus years on the force and the amount of training that she has experienced with a handgun and the use of a taser, I think you can't make a mistake like that. And if you do, then there's consequences for your action. And so she murdered Dante Wright, in my belief, and there's consequences for the action, mistake or not.
And I don't know how we move through this, but is there a big difference between the way you would feel about Chauvin applying pressure to a neck for a prolonged period of time and somebody in a heat of the moment, real quick situation, making a terrible mistake? Are they different to you?
I think that they were both with intention, whether it's split second or whether a long time. Now, Chauvin, in his case, that vexed everybody, not only the minority community, the black community, but the whole world, because he did it with a smile on his face. And it was 9 minutes and 26 seconds. So for you to be on somebody's neck and just watch the life drain from them in front of other people, I think that's, you know, what vexed so many people and why so many people were upset with that situation.
What scares you the most about the next, let's just say, month? We got to go in short segments right now, PJ. You and I know this. What scares you the most about the next month in this community as to what could happen? If something happens, what that could do, what that could be a catalyst for? What's your biggest fear right now?
My biggest fear is that history repeats itself and Chauvin gets off. And then you thought these riots were bad last summer, or you thought what happened these last couple of days were bad. It would be no comparison of what would happen.
But let's say that he gets 30 years. Is there a number out there? Is there something that says that's justice?
And, you know, I can't speak for everybody else. I know.
Yeah.
I feel that I want justice to be truly served, so we want him to get second-degree murder and be... Of all the charges that they have on the table, he needs to be guilty of them all. And I think that is a win for our community. Then we can say, okay, justice has truly been served, and now let's take the next step forward, and how do we start to reform?
Last question. What is the best that's come out of this last year in terms of education or opportunities or dialogue? You've been in the middle of it, and you've been on some cutting-edge interesting initiatives, programs, and at minimum, conversations and dialogue. What's the best that we've done in the last year?
I think the best things that we've done is we, as America, you know, the people that I've dealt with it have stepped up. And what I mean is, like, people from the business world, like a Doug Baker, who's a friend of mine, who has really stepped up and said, look, I want to not only do work for the community, but I want to do work with the community. Another friend of mine, Andy Luger, who is one of the head partners at Jones Day. You have people like this in the business world who said, we're going to get behind community, we're going to partner with community, and we are going to change the landscape of things. So when you have partnerships like that with the business world, then I think that's when we can make profound change. Because as we all know, the deep core issue of public safety is economic inequality. So how do we wield some of the resources to level the playing field?
PJ, this went too quick. It always does. So you and I will do this again soon. Is that okay?
Man, that would be great.
You know, I always appreciate it, PJ. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, sir. Have a great night, Max.
You bet, PJ Hill.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.